Cape Talk. A worldview from London with Adam Gilchrist.
And the worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by OUTsurance. SMS out to 30674 now, and you could save on car insurance if you don't ask them for 500 Rand. Good morning, Adam Gilchrist. Hope you're well.
Morning, Lester.
Very good. Let's start in Gaza. Gaza in the balance. Some Palestinians return to Khan Yunis.
Yeah, and this is one of the bombed out cities in southern Gaza. Israeli troops pulled out a couple of days ago after nearly 6 months. Well, I suppose it's slightly less than that because they began in northern Gaza. But still, what's left is rubble in many cases, or worse. And Palestinians have been sharing their initial responses as they go back to their hometown. Unreal is a word often used. Some can't find their homes because the streets are a tangled, unidentifiable mess. And you look at them and think, is that actually a street corner or is that just some sort of set from a film? It's extraordinary. One guy that's been talking to the BBC, a guy called Hamid Abu Haya, says he hasn't been able to change his clothes in 7 months. And he went home and found nothing left. Can you imagine? You know, all you want to do is have a fresh pair of underpants, for goodness sake, and it's all gone. A Hamas spokesman has rejected reports from Egypt that progress has been made in talks about a ceasefire. So this is the balance aspect that both Israel and Hamas are kind of, on the one hand, entering into negotiations, but on the other hand, also saying the negotiations are not working. There are some glimmers of hope, and certainly Qatar as a mediator has suggested that, but the toll is already terrible, isn't it? 6 months on, the situation is chaotic and confusing and heartbreaking for many.
And yeah, in the Cape, we've had our fair share of inclement weather warnings, but fortunately not on the scale of the devastation that we're seeing in Russia and Kazakhstan, where there've been rising floodwaters.
Yeah, they've already had several evacuations. We're talking two rivers in particular. And if you got at your map right now and looked at the Ural River and the Volga, and they cover quite a lot of territory, and both of them have been flooding like crazy, partly rain, partly melting snow, and then you throw in the activity of the moon and other things and tides and so forth, and oh boy, and also rising temperatures that has not helped. It's a tad warmer in Siberia than it ought to be. It's one of those. So the Russian city of Orenburg, for instance, is braced for flooding. There's flooding on the outskirts. Orenburg is not necessarily a city we all know, but 500,000 people live there. It's sizable. In some cases, in other parts, again, people have already been evacuated. And you see these dramatic pictures of some Russian towns. So we're a fair way from Moscow, but still very much Russia going into Kazakhstan. And indeed, the Kazakh president has talked about the flooding there, where 10 regions have been affected. And again, thousands and thousands of people evacuated from homes. And the Kazakh president says it's the country's worst natural disaster for 80 years. Sometimes we blink and we miss it, don't we? That, yeah, flooding around the world in all sorts of guises. And this time it's Russia and Kazakhstan.
And then to two other natural phenomena. Our show producer, Bruce, is currently in the US, timed a family holiday to be there for a solar eclipse, but we've had an eclipse, we had a sandstorm, two natural phenomena on the move.
Yeah, I was talking to a guy, it must be Bruce-like, who was talking about he very nearly went to America to chase the eclipse. So that the only thing is you can't really, because the shadow of the eclipse moves at, I think it's 1,400 miles an hour. Now, obviously, it then stays still for a while whilst the eclipse goes on, and then it moves on. So to actually stay with the eclipse, you'd have to drive at 1,400 miles an hour. What's that, 2,000 kilometers an hour? I don't think that's doable somehow. Anyway, huge interest, I guess partly because it's America and there are a lot of cameras, partly because you don't get this sort of, as they put it, path of totality across so much civilization for so long. 15 or so US states, parts of Canada and Mexico, although in some parts, of course, unseen, because the weather wasn't always that good in every part. For instance, in the UK, we got a partial eclipse, but the weather was terrible. So partial eclipse, I mean, the clouds are already out. You can't see the sun for the rain anyway. But dovetail that with an exceptionally intense cloud of dust from the Sahara that has made its way across Europe. So we've already seen this dust plume with dramatic sunsets, therefore, over France, Germany, Spain. But with the colourful sunsets, the negative side is dusty deposits and choking air, PM10 pollution particles, to be exact. This enormous dust storm is now heading off to Sweden, Finland, the Baltics, and Russia. The bits that aren't flooded are now potentially going to get... Do you know, I'm going to blame Russ Cook, the guy who ran the length of Africa. I think he must have picked up a dust storm en route. Must be his fault.
The hard geezer himself. But I'm Gilchrist, looking forward to chatting to you tomorrow. Russ is the hard geezer, not you, Adam Gilchrist, just to clarify for our listeners. You're not the hard geezer.
Oh no, I'd like that, if you wouldn't mind doing hard geezer in future. I'll take that, yeah.
He's back tomorrow.